Eileen Kripke's father has suffered from Alzheimer's disease for the last 6 years, and he's like many others with the progressive neurological disease of the brain. He wanders. In fact, 60% of Alzheimer or dementia patients do wander, so it's a worry for the Kripke family, who live in Baldwinsville.
And we have a lot of water around us, and he seems to be fascinated with the water, and that's always a huge concern.
Once he was missing for 45 minutes, wandering about the neighborhood. Family and friends went looking to no avail, and it was then that Kripke was on the verge of going to the police.
It was getting crucial where we hadn't been able to find him, and just as I was going back to my parents' house to call, a neighbor had found him.
One reason Kripke wanted to notify Baldwinsville police so quickly, a new law that went into effect in October. The Missing Vulnerable Adult Alert System has been established within the Division of the Criminal Justice Services. It's a kind of amber alert for older vulnerable people, according to Catherine James, chair of the Central New York Alzheimer's Association.
So it's utilizing the resources and the technology that we have for missing children to incorporate that into missing and vulnerable adults.
How it works? A family member alerts local authorities someone's gone wandering.
For instance, an individual with Alzheimer's disease goes wandering. As it stands right now, family member would contact the police, but there's no statewide alert system to be able to get information out to the general public. And we know in many cases of individuals wandering that this is an opportunity for us to let the general public know, because oftentimes it may be a Good Samaritan that comes across that individual, sees where they are.
It took a while for this legislation to get through state government. Former Governor David Patterson most recently vetoed the legislation. Governor Cuomo, though, signed it earlier this year. Assemblyman Bill Magnarelli, Senator John DeFrancisco, both from the Syracuse area, sponsored it, and Magnarelli says the decision was easy.
When you read about people wandering and dying just because we can't get to them in time, it seems like a no-brainer that you would try to do everything you could to make things better.
James says the law is especially pertinent here in central New York with lake effect type weather.
6 out of 10 individuals living with Alzheimer's disease will wander at some point, and the majority of those individuals are found within a couple mile radius. So we live in an area of the Northeast that the weather is very unpredictable. You can travel 10 minutes away and you can get a whole nother world of cold and snow.
So far it hasn't been used locally, but the fact that it's there comforts families like the Kripkes.
I know that I could call and we wouldn't have to wait, that everything would be in place and we could get everybody to start looking right away. It's a peace of mind.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.